Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Landry and Abigail here this morning. For those of you who didn't know, Landry was with 610 for a while, now no longer is, doing his own digital thing now. Mostly Texans or all Texans?
All Texans. Yeah, all Texans. I'll probably get some other stuff going pretty soon, but yeah, right now, all Texans. I've been doing it for 2 years. To their credit, they let me start it, so it's not like I left and was like, hey, I'm going to start this. So I did get to get my legs under me on that, so I've been doing it for a while.
So while you were doing with the show over there, you were doing this?
Yeah, it started before the Lovie Smith era, and I think I was doing two posts a day still, even with everything going. So I've been on this ground for a while. 10:30 every night, too.
So, wait a minute. Oh, so new content at 10:30 every night?
10:30 every night live, and then news breaking videos throughout, and I'll usually do a live stream, like probably today after the 53 drops. I'll do a live stream and I'll do videos there. Just right down the hall in the office. So it goes well.
Yeah. Yeah. So you work out of your house all the time?
Yeah. 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 Or I go to practice and yeah.
It's, yeah. Fun. Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Well, that's great. You got, it's building and building and you got advertisers and.
Yep. 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 Talking to some more, as we speak. So yeah, it's fun. The digital game is increasing for sure. And it's fun, but radio's still a fun thing.
But so you started this when they were at their worst. It couldn't have been worse.
Fresh. Yeah. Lovie Smith. I think the day before Lovie Smith there, I started it. So
what was the viewership like when it was?
You had to crawl up. You had to crawl up before you got to a certain point. You have to get to a certain point before you get monetized.
Well, if they were any good, I mean, immediately people might be attracted to it. But
yeah,
at that time, no one was attracted to the Texans in any way.
No, it took a while. It took probably like a month and a half to get to 1,000. I think we're at like 10.5, which is the highest local like digital type of thing. So yeah, it definitely took it, but it had to be consistent, man. Had to be consistent on it. So
yeah, yeah. And just keep on doing
and just take the kicks to the nuts constantly with Lovie Smith. He did make it kind of interesting though, because he might be one of the most under the radar kind of jerks when it came to his press conference.
Oh, was he?
He made it a little fun, didn't he?
He had an attitude of it. He and Dusty both had attitudes.
Yeah.
You know? And Dusty, you know, and
Dusty, I kind of understand.
Rightfully so, they've got a lot of pelts, you know. Yeah. They got a lot of time in the business, so you know, getting asked maybe some silly questions or some questions about their decision making might have pissed them off a little bit.
You think Dusty roots for the Astros now?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. He's got.
He probably likes the guys. He likes. I would
yeah,
imagine.
But you don't want them to do well, right?
I don't know that. I don't want to speak for Dusty. I would imagine.
You root for the Astros?
I know he roots for Maldonado.
Oh, God.
I know that.
I'm going to be started on that.
I know that. I know that he does. I'm convinced that Yiner would have come up with one hit in that Texas series and the Astros would go to the World Series.
100%.
Yep.
100%. Yeah. It was a beating. That was probably the biggest ass kicking that I think I've gone through, like, for my own sanity. Because I'm kind of a podium critic. I like to listen to press conferences and overanalyze them. I'm guilty of that. But it drove me nuts whenever any time a pitcher would throw well, it would be Maldi called a good game. There was one time where Javier, I think he threw a no-hitter to Vasquez, and I went back and played it, and there was nothing mentioned about Vasquez calling the game. And then there was a Javier outing where he gave up like 3 runs in 6 innings, and it's like Maldonado guided him through this situation. Drove me nuts. Drove me absolutely nuts. Maldonado. Yeah. To the point where I don't know that he deserved the hate that I gave Maldonado, but I think just the teacher's pet's naturally going to be.
Yeah, and I think we're finding out. Now, Dusty said you guys will thank me. The city will thank me. The mayor will thank me.
Oh, he's taking credit for this.
No, he did. Last year he said y'all will thank me for resting and bringing him along slowly. I think he does a great – actually, if you look at the games that he started behind the plate, there have been some gems. Okay, so – and, oh, by the way, the game's getting called from the dugout, not from the behind the plate. So you saw yesterday – King couldn't even hear, so he's got his glove over his ear. And it wasn't Yiner giving him the signals. That's the dugout giving him telling him what to throw, and he's shaking him off. No, Yiner's a blessing. Gosh, he's got a man. Catcher that can hit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's great.
And
Dusty gets credit for it, because if he hadn't sat on the bench all those games, it wouldn't have happened, right?
Yeah, I mean, and we've got the best Vasquez we had. Now we got Caratini. We got the best backup catchers ever. And we had Yiner last year. We've got Caratini this year. We had Vasquez the year before. This is the home of great backup catchers.
That's what nobody's talking about right there.
Backup catcher.
That is it. That is an ultimate nobody's talking about right there.
Well,
this is backup catcher you. This is like LSU's DBU. This is backup catcher you.
Exactly. Nobody can back up.
But the good thing is, in this year as opposed to last year, your best catcher's at least starting.
So you have
like a real backup catcher.
A real backup catcher.
Because last year, if Maldi were the backup catcher, that streak wouldn't have continued. So maybe we can thank Dusty for that.
Well, now he's playing a lot of first base, and so is Caratini. So now we're not sure who's the catcher and who's the first baseman and who's the backup. We're still not sure about any of it. If you want to know the truth, and I don't mind one bit. Playing first base. Singleton has done a nice job, but we need to upgrade there, boy. We need a lot of upgrade at first base.
And that adds to your notion that it's been impressive what they've done because, I mean, you were talking about all these upgrades and they're still first place in the division. When you go to a ball game, do you have to have a draft beer or are you a can guy? Because I feel like if you go to a ball game, it's not draft. I feel like I'm just kind of.
No.
You're okay with the can?
Yeah.
So you're not a draft guy?
No, I'm not a draft guy anyway.
What are you, a long neck dude?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like the brown bottle. I'm the brown bottle guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
So you don't like draft beer?
I don't like draft beer. No.
Like not at all?
No. No, I never order draft beer. Always a bottle. Always. Everywhere. No, and it's only Coors Light, so you can snicker and give me your remarks there.
No,
too.
I don't have any problem with Coors Light. No. Look, whatever beer you like is whatever beer you like. Like even if you're a dude and you're drinking like a fruity drink, drink what you want to drink. I'm not a drink shamer. The beer snobs have kind of started to rub.
No,
they're out of control.
They are. It's like
they're worse than winos now.
Yeah, they're worse than I've never smoked a cigarette. People,
I never have.
You've never smoked a cigarette?
I've never. Now I've done way worse. I'm not sitting here saying that. I've done way worse. Like through different parts of the butt. Like I've done that, but I have never smoked a cigarette. And it's kind of a wussy ass reason why. But I'll admit it. Like I'll light up a left handed cigarette every once in a while, but not, you know what I mean.
Right.
A little bit of lettuce or something. But I do not smoke. I've never smoked a cigarette, and I'll tell you why. Because when I was in elementary, I guilted my mom into stopping smoking, and I was a little bit dramatic about it. So ever since then, I just didn't smoke a cigarette.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's just,
and she stopped?
Yeah, she stopped. So I just kind of felt
good
like,
for you.
Yeah. So, but I've done worse for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done worse.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. What's worse?
You smoke cigarettes still?
No, I quit a long time ago.
Okay. How long were you smoking?
I smoked for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, 20 some years.
You one of the guys that would smoke inside?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I almost got and in the radio station. Yeah.
Y'all could smoke on the air?
We go in the bathroom and
you were a bathroom smoker?
Rowdy Yates wanted to kill me because he come out of the bathroom. You better stop smoking in that bathroom. He wanted to punch me. He wanted to
What made you quit?
My son fell off of a ledge, off of a table like. And his head blew up right away, and they life-lighted him to the hospital. And I said, if he's okay, we had to drive. You can't fly. You can't fly in the helicopter with him. So on our way, I said, if he's okay, I'll never smoke a cigarette again.
That.
And that's good. He was sitting there, Daddy. I was like, oh no, I don't have to. I can't smoke anymore. Well,
this is a fair trade. I think you got the better of that trade.
No,
perhaps.
I got the better.
But he could have been okay.
I never smoked a cigarette.
He could have been okay, and you could have lied, though. You could have taken it back.
Right, right.
You didn't.
I didn't take it back. I never smoked again. Not another cigarette ever.
There you go.
There it was.
You dip at all?
It's gross.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's nasty.
It's also the hardest thing to
do. Do you dip, Abigail?
No, I actually have never tried dip before.
Yeah, good
probably
for you.
Never
you smoke cigarettes?
Nope.
You never have?
I've vaped before, but not smoked.
Not smoked a cigarette?
No.
Vaping's no good for you. It crystallizes your
lungs. Yeah, I don't use it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, now if you're going to be a bodybuilder, you don't want to be putting that bad stuff. You're putting prime in your body, not bad stuff, right?
Yeah, no.
Prime.
There
you really need to drink
a prime
after this, man.
I need a prime. I don't have any.
Yeah. I will get you some.
Okay. It's an energy drink or it's a
hydration.
Energy like Gatorade. Or hydration.
They got a bomb pop flavor. Like you like bomb pops, like the red, white, and blue popsicle. They got a bomb pop flavor of it.
Landry knows all of them.
No, I know the prime because I listen to that type of stuff. His brother actually just started a body spray company.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Logan's the prime, and then his brother started a body spray
company.
Why
are they famous, by the way?
YouTube, man. They were ahead of everybody. They were ahead of the game.
What'd they do on YouTube?
Everything you can imagine, like anything. I think he's gotten in controversies, like going over. They were the first kids, and this might make you hate them even more, that started YouTube. They
I
were
don't
like the originators.
Hate them, but okay.
Well, I mean, you
well, they were the
them.
First kids.
I sense an undertone when you talk about the Pauls.
No, I don't know
do
them.
Do you sense an undertone a little bit with the Pauls?
I don't know them. I don't care about them.
Landry, did you see the video that Logan Paul, like, years ago?
With
like,
the dead person?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that was a long time ago.
And so, he got a lot of controversy for that.
So he was, like, overseas or something, and there was, like, a dead person hanging or
he
something?
He in China, yeah.
In China, and he kind of, like, videoed it, and he got a lot of smoke for that.
Well, there was a dead person hanging?
Yeah.
So he's trying to expose China for their...
I don't know what he was trying to do. I think it was just, like a kid walking through the... street and just being like, oh, look at this.
Look at, there's a dead person.
Yeah.
I would videotape it too.
They
But he posted it too and was like kind of making jokes, I feel like.
Oh, he's making jokes?
Yeah. So.
There's nothing. Well, maybe there's something funny about it.
Do you think he's going to beat Mike Tyson? Are you in on
Logan
that?
Logan Paul?
Yeah. Or Jake Paul.
Or Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Well, I think it's a fake fight for sure.
Oh, come on.
100%.
Oh, you're killing my dreams.
I don't know. You're I don't know if it's a fake
unless
fight.
Unless he's going to bite the ear off.
If I'm you... Don't get in a ring with Mike Tyson and say, let's fight, because I don't think it'll be fake.
Yeah, I don't think he knows how to fake.
Yeah.
Even when he had that Roy Jones sparring, like, he was really trying. I don't know.
I think he picks the right fights for himself.
Are you in on this? Who, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fighting a 61-year-old who just had to cancel the fight because he was hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is smart, I guess. Mm-hmm. Are you going to watch it, though? Is it like a...
Wait, did they re...
Yeah, November 15th.
Oh, okay.
November 15th. We got it. See, it's sponsored by Prime. Come on.
Hey, that's Jake. I'm sponsored by Logan.
I don't know that I'm going to watch it. I don't know that. I don't know that.
Nah, you will. It's on Netflix. You're not buying it.
Oh, okay. Then I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's on Netflix. Then I'll it's watch free. It. It's free. Yeah, just turn it on. It's
so not... I quit watching Mike Tyson fights when he bit Holyfield's ear.
I was at a sports bar.
I was too.
My dad took me to a sports bar. I was underage, but we went. It was $20 at the door. That was back when you had to get the whole pay-per-view. You had to get the box and all that. And that was just... Yeah, I think that's the last Tyson fight that I watched as well. You felt cheated, but I guess it was historic. I guess we remember where we were, right?
So. Yep. Well, right, but I was pissed. I was so pissed off. I'm so excited to watch this fight, and then he does that. I was like, I'm never watching another. But I will. I'll watch this Jake Paul thing.
Because you might actually be rooting for Tyson.
I'm going to root for Tyson.
Did you always root for Tyson?
I did. I loved watching him fight.
I did too.
I thought it was just when he was mowing through guys, it was like, oh my God, we've never seen anything like that.
Nothing. You were talking about a guy who smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah. He's got a tattoo on his face.
Well, you know what else he does? He pops shrooms, like just like normal. Like, and that to me is crazy. That to me is nuts. Like, I've seen him in podcast interviews where he's just like literally pulling them out and just throwing in shrooms. And I'm like, dude.
Well,
And then just talking.
Yeah, but there are people that do that. It's called
But social shrooms? See, yeah. I can't. I will never get to that point. I could understand like maybe some social Marahuchi or something like that, but you're getting to social shrooms, man, your tolerance is crazy. You never did shrooms, right?
I have, but recently somebody gave me some and I just couldn't do it. Like, yeah,
did you just relax or did you golf or what?
Oh,
no. Hiking?
No. What is it called when you just take a little bit and it's
edible?
Yeah. Well, no. There's a word for it. Anyway,
microdosing.
What is it?
Is it microdosing?
Yeah, microdosing. Yeah, and I think that a lot of people believe in it. A lot of people believe.
Oh,
it.
It's a there's a movement for it. They think it's like the key to mental health.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's when it's kind of crazy.
I think it's very Aaron Rodgers-ish.
Yeah, that, I got to stay away from that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I was going to do it, and I did. I just chickened out. I just stick with my Coors Lights. I'm good with my Coors Lights.
Bottles only.
And Abigail's good with her Prime. And you, my friends, are good with Houston Restaurant Weeks once again. Get to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and check it out and get to one of your restaurants and enjoy, or a restaurant that you could never go to because you can this week. But this is the last week, so hurry.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Wow, I've never seen this guy before. 5'7", 315-pound defensive tackle, Ismael Ayala. Back-to-back sacks in the season opener.
Man, he could do some work at a clearance center. Dillard's Clearance Center, like it's like a fat man's haven. Like they got a big and tall section. There's only like 10 Dillard's Clearance Centers in the country. There's one here.
There is.
And it's made for guys like him. That guy can clean up. He is in good shape.
5'7", 315.
He's in good shape.
He's the best. Back-to-back sacks.
5'7", 315.
I don't know what team this is. I can't tell the logo. The Mustangs, some kind of M Mustangs. Oh, it's Prairie View versus who did Prairie View play? We'll have to see. But this guy is awesome. I love him. 5'7", 315. And just dominating. No one blocked him. How did you miss him? How could you possibly not know that he was right in front of you?
He's viral right
now. He's 315.
5'7".
He is. Let's get Jacob in here. Let's talk about Russell Wilson. Hey, Jacob.
Jacob wants to talk about Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's going to say that Russell Wilson's going to be great. Watch this.
Uh-oh.
Yo, what's up, Johnny? Look at him, man. I know yesterday or whatever, Monday when we had failures or whatever, the crash of the day or whatever it was. But look, let me tell you something. I don't know why everybody's thinking that the Pittsburgh Steelers is not going to make the playoffs. If he made it with Trubisky, with all them sorry quarterbacks he had, and he got a two-time Super Bowl winner, who was had 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in his last year in Denver. All of a sudden, he's lost how to play. He won in North Carolina State. He won in Wisconsin. He went to two Super Bowls. And now, oh, my goodness, he can't play.
You kind of left out Denver, though.
You got Baker Mayfield, who is a scrub. You got all these scrubs, and they're going to – I can't wait to laugh with y'all all season. And Deshaun Watson. Hopefully the Texans, I'm with them. I'm with CJ now. But when they play Cleveland, I'm with the Cleveland Browns. Live, man.
Yeah, you did leave out.
He did leave out the Denver thing with Russell.
You know, yeah, kinda, he did. He did, yeah, remember.
That kind of happened, right?
Right. That kind of happened.
It was there. Yeah. You know, they're paying both their quarterbacks like $3 million combined. Okay. Or like it's less than six, like it's close to $5 million Pittsburgh between Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Wow. And they're probably overpaying if you want to know the truth. they're not. Listen, Mike Tomlin wins, that's all he does.
Yeah, but is it fun to get to the playoffs and know you have no chance? Like, do you feel like they're kind of on, and I don't want to take anything away, do you feel like it's kind of like a mediocre treadmill that Pittsburgh's on? Like, cool, you've had, this many consecutive winning seasons. Awesome, dude. Like, so you went 9-8, got into the playoffs, had no chance, and bye-bye. It's kind of a tough place to be. Wouldn't you rather kind of bottom out at some point?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it's worked here and it's worked in other places, but
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, by the way, has won one Super Bowl. He lost the other one to New England.
Yeah, because he threw it. They should have handed it off. I was in Vegas for that.
Yeah, he's been to two Super Bowls, but he's only won one. I know Russell Wilson's time is. Deshaun, what kind of season is he going to have?
I think he's going to have a pretty bad one. I don't want to say he's like going to fake the injury, but I don't think he's like going to be gutting it out. I think if there's any like pinch in his arm, I think he's going to be on the side. The money's guaranteed. Kind of saw a shift in Deshaun's personality, and I'm not even counting the off-field stuff when he started getting money, like going back to 2020. So I think he's going to be okay. They just said that Chubb, by the way, going to start out on the injured list. So I'm not going to have that. I think Deshaun will be all right, but we're never going to see the guy that we saw.
No. Yeah, I think that this is a very Tiger Woods-ish.
Ooh.
As soon as, you know.
There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah. I mean, the game went south. Tiger did come back and get a major now. He did come back and get a major, but I don't think Deshaun's getting any. Deshaun ain't going to do it. He's not the same guy. He's just not. He just looks terrible.
Yeah, and mentally, it's got to be weird. Like, you're addicted to social media. Everybody loves you. Remember when the Astros won the World Series and Deshaun tore his ACL? And it was like, you thought he died? Like, you look on social media, like, all the players are talking about him like he died or something like that. Yeah. And everybody loves him. And now, I mean, he goes on social media. It's a completely different experience for him.
Well, the thought was that we gave up Deshaun's knee for a World Series title.
That was with the top two. It was a sacrifice.
That's what we sacrificed. We sacrificed Deshaun's knee. Now I'd just sacrifice Deshaun for a World Series.
You brought up a hell of a nobody's talking about. The Astros are now backup catcher thanks to your discovery today. Mm-hmm. Do you know something else that nobody talks about when it comes to the Texans? Like, if that Deshaun Watson stuff doesn't happen, like the off-field stuff, then the Texans aren't where they are right now because he wouldn't have been untradeable. And the chances are, if he'd been tradable in 2021, the Jets maybe would have traded for him, or someone that needed a quarterback would have traded for him. And maybe you got in like the Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones business of some sort. The fact that you had to keep him and then wait and then wait and then make the trade, you kind of benefited from it. And that's kind of like, there's a lot of things that have kind of gone the Texans' way in that area.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, those were some dark times.
God, huh? It was terrible.
It was the worst.
It was awful.
That was the worst. That was the Jack Easterby years. That was just, there was such a cloud over the organization. But you're right. If here's something that goes is very underrated. Nick Caserio told his agent, you can go find a trade partner, but we have to make the trade before you negotiate a deal with that team.
Yeah.
Like, that was brilliant. Yeah. I don't know what that – I've been covering it for a long time. I don't remember a general manager doing that before.
Yeah, and it's dealing with the cards that you were dealt because you inherited the no-trade clause. They really had the leverage, and he handled it about as well as you could. I even think they did the Cleveland job behind his back. I think that's why they sprinkled in some stuff afterwards, because he was supposed to visit with Atlanta or whatever.
Yeah.
But even that worked out. So, yeah, I'm with you. Like, handling the card that you're dealt, much like you mentioned Dana Brown, where, man, he didn't want those contracts. He probably wouldn't have paid Montero and Abreu. So, yeah, both these GMs have kind of dealt with what they've had. And Rafael Stone with James Harden. All these guys have been dealt like some tough cards.
Yeah. I mean, but they handled it. They all handled it really, really well. All of them. And Dana Brown, I love what he did. He was like, hey, by the way, just so you know, I wasn't here when they signed Jose Abreu. So,
yeah.
I didn't do that one. You guys know that, right? Okay, just so we're clear.
Yeah, he kind of had to fall on the sword for a while, but then he made it very clear after a while. It's kind of like, all right, I've done enough of this. Like, I sat there and talked about his bat speed as we did like this pathetic last ditch effort. Now I'm just going to make it clear. This was not my guy.
That's not my guy. I didn't do that, by the way. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard. That was not, I did not sign him.
Yeah,
so just mine. So you know. 713-780-3776. One segment and then News of the Weird comes your way. So don't go anywhere. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is our final segment here before we get to News of the Weird. And then News of the Weird comes and it's over.
You're all pumped right. for this.
I'm always pumped.
You've hyped it up. You've hyped it up. It just we gotta pay off.
You obviously. Well, you were always kidding. What time was your in Lopez show?
It was 10 to 2. So I would get.
So
in.
You
I'd
never get, heard this final segment.
Yeah, I'd get in at 7:30.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You would yeah because this was right before you were starting your show, so you never heard News of the Weird.
Never heard it.
But you are once again digital. What's the where do you find it?
Locker Room on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, type in Locker Room with Landry Locker, subscribe, like all that stuff. Appreciate it.
And is it a pay site?
You got
no.
Nothing
you
like
just
that.
Get your money comes from advertisers.
Yeah. Just get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's why you fit in?
Good. And it's all Texans. All and now it's good. Because
now it's fun.
Now you have some fun to talk about.
Yeah, now people are pretty excited about the Texans, and obviously we'll mix it up a little bit. It's not like quite traditional. I've had some McAfee moments at times, but you know I'm trying to. I'm actually trying not to.
What
drink
do you mean
all
you were drunk?
Season. Oh yeah, on the stream. Yeah.
10:30. Oh yeah. It's 10:30 at night. You do it.
Yeah.
Why do you do it then? Why don't you do it in the afternoon when you're before you're drunk?
Well, I'll do it. I'll live stream usually in afternoon as well. But 10:30 I think is perfect because the games are over and it's just kind of like a nice vibe. I was doing that while I was on the radio too. So like the 10:30 on top of perhaps like a 1 or 2. I'll probably do a 3 today. 3 o'clock.
What's 3 o'clock today? Oh, I see. On Sundays you do it at 10:30.
No, every Monday through Friday.
Oh, Monday through Friday. Yeah. Until 10:30. Wow.
Sip it up. Six and 60 was kind of a bit. Just 6 beers in 60 minutes, just kind of, which is nothing, right?
That's kind of something, yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think what you're doing, yeah, you're bound to get a little lit up with 6 beers in 60 minutes.
Well, the problem with me is I was doing that, and I'd already had
a few before that.
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, so you kind of get a little full.
Oh, I don't mind, you know, watching drunk content. Do people?
No, I'm not.
They contribute?
Yeah. It's very interactive. A lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So on the side, you can see what people are saying.
Yeah, you can see what they're saying. Yesterday, like last night, I think we were 360 deep at 11:30.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. It goes. There's a lot of stuff, and I mean, it's a lot of radio following creeping into that too. But yeah, it's. Who knows? Maybe I'll figure some stuff out. I'll have Granado on. Granado's got to drink 12 and 60.
12 and 60, and I'm not doing that. Oh.
Oh, you've done it.
I'm not shotgunning beers.
You don't have to shotgun with the long necks. You got the long necks. Don't. You're not fooling me. The long neck is easier to drink faster, so you're not fooling me with this long neck desire.
Wow. 12 and 60. I'm not interested.
I've heard you guys in the mornings, and it seemed like you were a little bit sauced up one time.
Oh no. I've been hungover. Been drunk on the show.
Yeah, well, but y'all, it was a celebration.
Yeah.
What was that? What was the celebration? I was driving in. It was last year.
Our 25th.
Y'all were at the 25th, and you, that's. Are you a Bloody Mary guy? Or are you just Coors Light? Period.
No, Coors Light.
So you wake up, it's Coors Light.
Yeah. Well, if I'm going to drink in the morning, I'm going to drink Coors Light.
Were you ever a Bloody Mary guy?
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
See, I have a throat clearing process, and so that makes it worse, so I don't do that.
Okay. So no, like mimosas or anything?
No, I don't do that. If we're going to drink Coors Light. Thank you. Good night. So you want to get back into the radio gig?
It just depends. I'm not like in like a massive rush. It's an interesting business. I love the business. It's fun. Been in it for like since 07, 08, whatever. So I like it, but I want it to be like the right situation, and I want to be able to do the digital as well, which I was able to. But yeah, I like it. I like it for sure. I definitely want to have. I don't want to like carry dead weight. Like I don't want to carry 260 pounds on my back every day. Like if I'm being honest with you, I would like to have like some sort of contribution.
Well, I don't know what that means, but okay.
You can figure it out.
I don't know what that means. I think that was a shot. Pretty sure shots were just fired here in the studio, Abigail. Okay? I'm not sure.
It was.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And I'm here for it. Don't get
but
me
I don't mind carrying 260, but I, like this, let's just keep the weight on the bar even. I don't want it to be like, you know, 150 on some time on this side and then 110 on this side. I want at least like a consistent 260, you know.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, you know.
260 is a lot of weight to carry, though.
It is. It's a lot, man, especially when it's got like a couple of barbecue sauces in each hand, too. It's a lot.
Wow. Yeah, wow. It's a lot. I don't know what that means, but okay. All right. Shots. Lamont is here for that. You know Lamont?
Yeah, yeah.
He Lamont loves that.
Yeah, he's an instigator.
Lamont's going to be very proud of you. I'm sure he's tweeting something about it right now.
Oh, God.
Shots fired on the show this morning with Landry Locker. Anyway, well, best of luck with that, and it's Landry Locker. You can find it on YouTube, and at 10:30 every night, watch him get drunk.
No.
Is every night 6 for 60?
No. I'm actually gonna try not to drink this football season. I decided.
What?
I'm just gonna take a little break.
Oh
just
my
a little
God.
Break. I mean, I don't know if that's gonna be successful. Just take a little break. You know,
I'm sure the people love when you're throwing down.
Find other ways to relax. You know?
Yeah.
Figure that out.
All right. Well, you got a little 1-year-old daughter, right?
I do. She's running around. She's already running, man. It's sad. Once they start walking, it's sad because you're like, man, are they going to crawl at all? And they just don't crawl.
Well, and now you can't ever relax because they're always into something that they shouldn't be.
Yes,
that's the problem with them, with those children.
Have you noticed that our girls do they walk and run around a lot quicker than boys? That's kind of what I've noticed.
Yes,
that's true.
So, yeah,
that's a normal thing.
Yeah. My little granddaughter is just insane. She's just a nonstop.
And she's 18 months.
18. 19 now, yeah.
So this was your first granddaughter?
Yep.
How was that that experience like compared to the
awesome
the having your first kid? Like, was the grandkid? Yeah. Was it surreal? Was
a lot
it
less
same,
responsibility,
similar?
But yeah. But still the same awesomeness.
Guy. You can be the good. She can just come over and eat ice cream.
Yes, and the grandpa gives her all the sugar, and she loves it. Loves it. All the cookies and ice cream, and mom and dad aren't very happy with grandpa, but don't care. Don't care not a little bit. So that's a lot of fun because you get to go home and you don't have that whole responsibility of nonstop ever stopping. Okay, quickly, your Longhorns have a 68% chance of getting to the playoff. You know that, right?
Yeah, you can lose three games and get in. That's the percentage. I don't have the confidence in this squad that a lot of people do. I think you can reload. You're replacing three of the top 16 receivers. You're replacing a tight end who was, tight end 3 in the draft, and then two defensive tackles that went top 35. Now, you can say, well, transfer portal and recruiting, okay, but that's kind of hard. And, oh, by the way, everyone's talking about if Arch plays. Ewers has been hurt every year going back to junior year of high school. He skipped his senior year. He missed like a month at South Lake Carroll. He missed a month his second year, and then he missed a month after that. So I just think it's going to be a little bit difficult.
Well, at least you got Arch, though.
And I think Arch will be. I think Arch is probably the guy right now. I think he seems like he's kind of developed a little bit, but I just don't know. It's tough. But you are right. You can lose three games.
Now. Yeah,
three maybe. Yeah. You can't lose four, can you?
No, I don't think you're going to lose four. I don't think so. No, you got to be one of the. No, you lose four games and you're going to be out of the top 15 for sure. No, for sure. Yeah, so 68%. Georgia's the highest, almost 80%. Oregon, for some reason, Dylan Gabriel.
In that offense, though, he can be fine.
I'm just not as enthralled with Dylan Gabriel as everybody else is. I don't know why.
You think they're gonna? I mean, they're gonna run. They're gonna run it this year, though. I mean, they're gonna.
Yeah, I like.
Who's gonna stop?
I like Lanning. I like him a lot. He's a good.
Did you think he was going to Bama?
I did, but you know, Kellen DeBoer said, "No, let me take that. I'll take that." And you know, they're one of the top to get into. Georgia, Oregon, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame, Alabama, OU, Missouri. Watch Missouri. Good football team. That could be the third.
Have you seen their schedule?
Yeah.
Their schedule. I mean, it's as easy as it's an easy SEC schedule, but I mean, they drew a pretty good layout for what they're trying to do.
Yeah. No, I think they're a team to reckon with come playoff time. Brian, let's get him in here before we get to News of the Word. What do you say, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show today. Hey, just want to give a shout-out to Landry. Good hearing him on the radio again. I used to listen every day over on the other station, and once he left, that show's been absolute garbage. So hopefully he gets back into radio. He was a great midday guy I listened to every day. So just want to say props to you, buddy. Good to hear you on again.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
That was nice.
Very nice.
That was very nice. Very nice.
Nice. Kumbaya. And I will say this. Me and Granato had never met. That's kind of crazy because I've been here for damn near 10 years. But I never met Granato. But I will say, like, every person that grew up in Houston, you ask them what their favorite show was, it's John and Lance. So it's cool to get to sit in for Lance and talk to you for sure.
That's great. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming by and hanging with us this morning. And best of luck on your podcast. We are going to break, and we'll have News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. News of the Weird coming your way. Abigail loves this segment. This is her favorite. Right, Abigail?
Yeah, this is my favorite segment where John embarrasses me.
Increased sausage demand could be worrying signal on the economy. Do you think if people are eating more sausage that it's bad for the economy?
No, I would think it's good for the economy, and I encourage that type of activity. I very much do.
So apparently, if you're buying sausage, okay, it means that people are tightening their belts, and they're grappling with higher prices. So don't buy sausage, and then it'll show that the economy is great, right? Do you buy sausage?
I personally don't buy sausage.
Okay.
But good activity, I guess.
In an ironic twist, a professor facing charges of sexual abuse, harassment, and forcible touching of his patient is now set to teach legal and ethical class. Do you want to take a legal and ethical class from the toucher?
Kinda.
You kind of do?
Because I feel like he's an expert. Like, he knows what not to do. It's sometimes as I say, not as I do.
Well,
so
right.
I feel like he could give you a good lesson on that.
Exactly. Like the guy who, Catch Me If You Can. He turned out, he worked for the FBI finding all the people who were writing bad checks. That's what he did.
Is it a 101 class?
I don't know if it's 101, but I don't know that if you're, you know, if you're facing charges of sexual abuse, harassment, and forcible touching, that you should be teaching ethics.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Either. I don't know, but you're right, though, Landry.
Yeah.
He would know what not to do.
It's like O.J. Simpson, like if he would have taught like a domestic violence class at USC.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would take that class.
Or, you know, how to kill someone, right?
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
He was innocent.
How to kill someone, allegedly.
Allegedly innocent.
An Italian burglar was caught mid-robbery because he wanted to read a book while he was robbing an apartment.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He stopped in the middle of the robbery to read a book about Greek mythology. Apparently, it was on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
And he picked it up, and he was like, oh, this is interesting. Oh, wait, I just got caught now.
There's no way that this is true.
This is true.
Are you serious?
This absolutely happened.
He's
yes.
kind of dumb.
A 38-year-old Italian.
Does this hurt you that he's Italian?
No. I mean, because he's well-read.
Okay.
He's well-read, okay? He's not the smartest, but he's well-read for it being stupid, right? A Georgia jail contractor has been arrested after providing prisoners cell phones, sex, and chicken pot pies. Do you feel like a contractor should be able to provide cell phone sex and chicken pot pies to prisoners?
Here's my thing. Chicken pot pies take, like, how long do they take in the oven? Like 50 minutes. That's the one beef I have with the chicken pot pie. It's
but
not
it's good.
It's, but is it good in
it's
the microwave?
Too hot, too eat, hot
but
to it, eat. When
but
it
they
gets
can't
up.
Cook it in the oven. So are they cooking it in the microwave? I feel like it's not a good.
Yeah.
I'd rather have some ramen.
Well, which would you rather have of the three? Cell phone, sex, or chicken pot pie?
Cell phone.
Cell phone's number one.
I'm not going to lie. Chicken pot pie is my favorite.
Oh, it is?
Look at that.
Yes, it's my favorite.
Not as a bodybuilder, you can't be eating that.
Okay, thanks for reminding
me.
So
which one now? Cell phone or sex, Abigail?
Cell phone.
Cell phone? Okay. Just wanted to find out.
You get locked up because you get locked up.
Right.
Yeah.
A bald eagle couldn't fly. It was feared to be injured, but it turned out that it was healthy. It was just too fat to fly after a big meal. Did you know that bald eagles get too fat to fly?
Well, the one that the Houston Zoo can't fly, I'm assuming that they probably cut its feathers or something like that. So I never really thought, I thought that bald eagles couldn't fly just because the only ones I see are the ones at the zoo.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen bald eagles. There's a bald eagle at Carlton Woods Golf Course.
Look at you.
And
this guy.
They're pretty cool.
Is he locked up or is he just like
No, he's flying around. He's killing
so
stuff.
So it's his home?
He's
he
eating.
Just chills?
Want to eat?
He just chills.
He just chills up on the top
but
of the
But if
tree.
You see him falling and down, then when he you goes, know he ate too much.
And then when he goes down, when he finds something to eat, he gets down, gets it, bam, back up.
You should
but
feed
then
him.
He's on the ground because he's too fat.
Can you feed bald eagles? Is that against the law?
I don't think you should do anything with bald
like
eagles.
Blue bonnets?
You will go to prison. You'll go to prison much like El Chapo. Apparently, two Mexican drug lords have been, okay, so they were detained after landing in a plane in the United States in July. Apparently, El Chapo turned them in. Okay.
What a snitch.
Well.
Doesn't that go against what he stands for?
Apparently, now, the Capo, okay, Mexico is bringing charges against the Capo, not for drugs, but for turning over a drug lord to the U.S. Apparently, in Mexico, you snitch, you're going to get in trouble. It's okay to deal drugs. But we're not snitching on other drug dealers. Okay. How's that?
I thought, ironic.
I
thought Italians were more of the non-snitch culture. It feels like Mexico might be creeping up those standings with this.
I don't know if you know this, but we're bad at that whole thing.
Really?
Well, we've given up a
but
lot
But there's
of
consequences.
I know there are. You got to slit your wrist in a bathtub, but we're pretty bad at it. We really are. The Cigaroa football coach has been arrested for solicitation of a prostitute. Do you feel like you should be able to solicit a prostitute even if you're a football coach?
No.
I mean, honestly.
Not in general.
Well, why are we arresting football coaches when we're letting everybody else solicit prostitutes?
You're right.
Oh, so you're defending the coach.
Yeah. I feel like, hey, just because I'm a football coach and I'm trying to lead young people, I'm going to get arrested.
Lead young people is crazy.
Maybe you shouldn't be soliciting prostitutes, and that's not a bad example, but I don't feel like you should just be immediately kicked off your football team, okay? Maybe we should try to, well, let's wait, let the process play out. An apartment complex has billed a woman who died $15,000 for breaking her lease.
Come on.
It's serious?
I believe this.
It's happened in San Antonio.
What are we doing?
You can't take it with you. Apparently, she died, and she's being sued for $15,000. She's being sued for $15,000 for breaking her lease. Do you feel like you should be able to break your lease if you die?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you should be good.
I think you should, too.
There should be an exception.
If you die, you shouldn't be sued anymore.
Yeah.
You should be able to break your lease.
Yeah.
Come on, apartments.
Die peaceful. Come on.
Like, y'all don't get enough.
Shouldn't that be in the lease? If you die, you don't have to pay anymore.
That should be in
well,
the
that
lease.
Well, it might lead some people.
Well, what if she was left in there for a long time and they didn't? Okay, so her, you know, like 3 months at $5,000 a month. Ah, she was in there still.
Damn, where are you living? Look at this guy. You got bald eagles on your golf course, $5,000 a month? Where are we living? Man, look at this guy. Jeez, where are we going?
Well, it's a nice apartment.
The high rise,
it's a nice apartment.
Okay, I can tell. 5K?
Okay, she was gone. Well, I didn't want her to be gone for that long. You know how the body's going to smell?
It is going to smell for sure.
3 months too.
$5,000 a month. I want to get the Granado tax bracket right there. Look at that.
I told you if we get divorced, I'm getting half. Okay. That's it. A Pike couple was arrested for getting married despite being cousins.
A what couple?
Kentucky.
A fraternity?
Elkhorn, Kentucky.
Okay.
A Pike County couple. Apparently, they were arrested for marrying because they're cousins. Do you feel like cousins should be able
to... I feel like that's been going on for a long time. I feel like that's unfair.
They should have just gone on to Louisiana or Mississippi.
Or Alabama. Come on, just go to one of those.
Okay, yeah. You can marry your sister here. Mm-hmm. Okay? Why are we getting arrested in Kentucky? You're in the SEC. You should be able to do this. This is what SEC people do. right?
He said that, not me. I'm trying to play nice with the SEC right now.
No, the SEC, this is what happens down here. We marry our people, okay? That's what we do. California school district superintendent has lost his job. Apparently, he put the desk of a coworker on the roof. That's just a prank.
That's like Hangover.
Apparently, it's bullying in California.
Come on, Callie.
Come on, Callie. We're too sensitive. There it is. Control. Look. And he even put a tent over it.
These are your people, man.
They put a tent over it to keep them shaded.
Yeah, that's legit. Come on. And how old is that desk? That desk probably need to be thrown out.
Yeah, instead he put it on the roof.
Whack.
Oh, my God. Bullying. Stop already.
We use that word too loosely these days,
by the way. I know. Come on, Toro. We're just having a little bit of fun, okay? A U.S. man is seeking $2 million from Lenovo after being fired for peeing in a hotel lobby.
I've done that. I've done that. I'll be honest. I've peed on a hotel TV. I'll be honest. I've done that. Long time ago. Chili Fest, actually. Chili Fest.
I think we're learning a lot today.
Cross-Canadian ragweed. Willie Nelson Chili Fest. I think it was probably like 06, maybe. Yeah, I peed on a TV.
I peed under a table at a Florida Gator bar.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
Yeah, you pee in a hotel lobby.
The line was too long.
Yeah, pee in a hotel lobby. That's like, I don't know.
No, in the tree. I mean, honestly, the tree needed some watering.
Sometimes you got to figure it out. Yeah, we're good.
All right. So did you like it? You never had that, News of the Weird.
That's good. No, I never had it.
Yeah.
No, I had it. I enjoyed it.
Landry Locker, everybody, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9, by the way, HD2. It's the best signal that we have. So there you have it right there, 97.9. All right, we're done. Greeny's next, yes. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed it, Landry. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
All right. There's Landry Locker. And you'll be back tomorrow, won't you? Yes. And hopefully Lance will be back tomorrow. Yep. So, Abigail, we appreciate you. Did a great job. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.